Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I am Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Pat and Michelle here for the now fifth annual Bowie fundraiser for Braveheart Volunteers. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
The Bowies have become such a fun fixture in town. During the summer season, these amazing 3D pieces of art have been gracing our downtown streets, and then at the end of the summer go to fundraising and supporting Braveheart volunteers. How on earth did this whole thing start? Who thought of a buoy and its beautification?
Well, there are some artists that have been, one in particular is Laura Kilkenstein. I feel like I really should acknowledge her. She has been painting buoys for quite a few years, way before I came up with this idea. So she really came up, or maybe there's other artists that came up with that idea. But I came up with this idea during COVID, wanting to raise money for Braveheart and knowing that we couldn't get in person and do our normal big gathering of 300 people at the Centennial. So my niece had painted a buoy for us when she visited. And I just thought, well, here is this garbage that we pick up off of the beach, and it's big and it's beautiful once it gets transformed, and just give it a try. So we just tried it that first year, and it's kind of stuck, I guess, and it's, you know, continuing. And we have artists every year that come back and want to do it again. And we have new artists that try it. Pat has been instrumental in rounding up artists and inspiring artists and teaching artists about painting on a round surface, because it's not, I'm not a painter.
Painting on a flat surface is daunting enough.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, but I organize it. So yeah. Pat is the one, is the inspiration behind the artists. So
that is very, it's a very valuable person to have, Pat, is you to be helping people not only get ideas flowing and of how to, you know, make something so unique, even more unique. But the thought of, yeah, painting on a circular or a spherical surface is pretty daunting. So for these painting, we have some painting events coming up. Can you give us a look into, you know, what does one need to be able to paint on a spherical surface to be part of this?
One just needs to do it.
All right.
No, and that really is the reason we're having this session, and we'll be having three more, well, this tonight, the following Saturday from 10 to 12, and then another one Wednesday, whatever day that is, from 6 to 8, and then the following Saturday. So you can look those up. They're on Raven Radio's community calendar and other places. But what we thought was, it's really nice to have some, you know, community that's there talking about what you're doing and giving one another ideas. And so this is a chance for people to get together. You don't ever have to have painted a buoy. You don't have to have touched a paintbrush before. All you need is some energy and enthusiasm and an idea. And so we're going to work to help people make that a reality. And we have had some great success. People that have never painted, I mean, none of us had ever painted buoys before, right? I mean, it's fascinating to paint on a round surface because you don't have edges and you have to think about all sides of the buoy. Mm-hmm. I'm talking with my hands, but you can't see that. Anyway, so we're hoping that people will come tonight. We will have buoys. We'll have pen and paper and all sorts of drawing implements and paints out there for people to plan a buoy, to sketch it out. I'll have some buoys primed, others will need to be primed. Mm-hmm. And basically we use acrylic paint, and then at the end of the session, at the end of all of the sessions, we varnish the buoys with a waterproof varnish that helps protect them. And I think they've been holding up pretty well. People mm-hmm. have them in their yards. You know, so it's, this is just a, it's a wonderful project. all the way around.
I see what you did there. All the way around.
All the way around. Yeah. We clean the beaches of some of the trash that's out there. Then we use those buoys to, be part of our art community. And to me, those two things are always really tightly enjoined. I love, the community of artists. That's mm-hmm. and when I'm saying community of artists, I mean people who want to do art. There is no experience needed in this project. We are saying not young children because mm-hmm. it's acrylic paint. It doesn't come out of things perfectly, and it is challenging. So, young kids may be encouraged to paint on their own other times, but not at these sessions.
Right.
And then, so then we get to beautify the downtown. And then in the fall, we will have a viewing session and an auction that will be, the viewing session will be at the Island Artist Gallery, which mm-hmm. has hosted it for years. And then the auction will benefit Braveheart volunteers, and so we get to give back to this community that's done so much for all of us.
Wonderful. I like how this whole thing started in COVID times, in quarantine, whenever all these were projects, these were buoys being made by individuals mm-hmm. in their own homes, individuals taking on the daunting task of doing a 3D painting, and how it's transformed now into like a planned community event of people who've never painted before can come in and learn how to do this and share the experience together. As you said, like just more chance to build and appreciate the community that we're in. For these painting and inspiration sessions that are going to be hosted at the Science Center. So not only is the Science Center helping to provide some of the buoys, they're helping to provide in some of cases, the models that could go mm-hmm. onto the buoys with all their resident creatures. For these sessions, the first one is this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. And then you mentioned, Pat, that it'll be this coming Saturday, the 6th of January from 10 a.m. to noon. And then same thing repeats next week, next Wednesday and next Saturday, 6 to 8 on Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday. Is this... is there any registration required, or can people just show up and be ready to be inspired yeah. and paint?
Yeah, just show up is great. If you have any questions, you can email me at board@braveheartvolunteers.org. I check that regularly. So if that's if you have any questions or if you have a buoy that you want to donate, we are generally looking for buoys, not super large ones. Mm-hmm. Different shaped ones are fun, but not more like basketball size or a little bit bigger, but not these really huge ones. But if you have a buoy and you want to donate it to us, that's great. Just show up. We'd love to see you and meet you and share your enthusiasm. And Braveheart really appreciates all the volunteers and the artists that help out, and that collaboration between the Science Center and the Island Artist Gallery. We couldn't do it without them. We can't obviously do it without the artists. And it's just been a very profitable and very fun fundraiser for us to do. So thank you very much to the community.
It's been, as you mentioned before we went on air, it's been a very successful fundraiser in the mm-hmm. last number of years of mm-hmm. $15,000+ mm-hmm. Being donated by the community, taking these very unique pieces of art home created by friends and neighbors.
Yeah,
it's pretty darn exciting to have.
If we do have just a second more.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have had in the past, we've called it Buoys and Art. Mm-hmm. And this year, the board has decided to bring back some chairs. So in the past, people might remember, we had auctioned chairs that people creatively transformed. So we're going to take a few artists. I'm kind of envisioning there might be maybe five or six, I don't mm-hmm. know, people that transform some chairs, put their art on chairs, and we'll auction those as well. So we've already heard from a few, but if you have a chair that you want to donate, you could also talk to me through board@braveheartvolunteers, or if you're interested in painting or transforming a chair, please contact me.
And that, I imagine, has, well, it seems at least it's still kind of an impressive feat, but at least it's flat surfaces. So if you're not quite ready to tackle the round, this is at least it's kind of a stepping stone in. And is there a deadline for when those chairs have to be ready to go? Just by the time there's going to be that
Auction will be at the end of the summer. But it would be nice if we had a few of those chairs. We would place them. We'd ask the businesses downtown, but we'd place them in the windows downtown and help decorate that way. And they some businesses have really enjoyed having the chairs in the past, and. So it could be throughout the summer or it could be at the end. And same thing with the buoys. We really like to get the buoys in May so we can get them hanging up in the beginning of June, right, as the tourists start really coming and get them decorating all downtown.
Awesome. Well, we are out of time now, but thank you both for coming in, Pat and Michelle, for this buoy fundraiser for Braveheart Volunteers. The first session for any artist or aspiring artist to come and find inspiration, get the supplies they need. Get a buoy. You don't have to. It's not BYOB. We don't have to bring your own buoy. You can if you'd like. That is tonight, Wednesday, January 3rd, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sitka Sound Science Center. And then more sessions coming up Saturday, the 6th, and next week, Wednesday, the 10th and 13th. All that information is on the community calendar posting. And if people have questions or things to donate, they can contact you, Michelle, board@braveheartvolunteers.org. Thank you both for coming in this morning and for making such a fun community art event happen and support such the good work that Braveheart Volunteers does.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Erin.